Think of this as your stronger menu. You're at the restaurant and you are about to choose. What do you really want? What are you hungry for? And what would be good for you? All the things that go through your head, right? So first of all, let this support your decision on which program or which program next. Each program comes with its own guide and cheat sheets for individual workouts. And there is support on how to integrate cardio or intervals in those programs that don't have them right there. And how to apply the best exercise nutrition is generally included in the exercise quick start guide as well. What I want you to keep in mind here is now that we've grown, we will have seven as of this menu. We'll have seven stronger programs and two lifted programs. And next, we'll actually be this coming year creating a brand new stronger program plus another lifted program for all of you who we are so thankful. Continue to renew, take care of your own health, and it will be a comprehensive program, including strength, cardio, making it very clear to you how you're incorporating balance and power within each workout. And I will have to tell you, that's already there and built into many of the programs. But sometimes when we don't see it, we don't hear it, we're not getting the reinforcement that this is what you're doing and how it's beneficial to you, it can be a little elusive. Or on the flip side, when you know exactly what you're doing and why and how it's helping you, you can amplify your results. I'm all for that. All right, so here's your descriptors. Stronger One, it is called basic training. So I want to remind you before we dive in, Stronger One was the first one I created. Stronger Two was the second one, and that is the only reason for the numbers. This is not like Algebra 1, Algebra 2, and Algebra 3, where you actually need to take the one before it, not to go completely crazy and be lost. It is not like that at all. So I want you to focus on the words and the description far more than the numbers. So here we go. Stronger One is called basic training. It doesn't mean simple. It doesn't mean easy. There are 12 unique workouts and they're around 45 or fewer minutes each. However, as from demand, as I've added and in fact re-recorded some of these workouts with warm-ups and cool-downs included, they now are closer to an hour. So as you can imagine, strength training 45 minutes, adding a 5 to 10 minute warm-up and a 5 to 10 minute cool-down, we're easily at an hour. So realize that it's not taking any longer than it should have anyway, but I'm actually giving you these things so that you don't skip them. The workouts, some of them don't include warm up and cool down, but more of them do now than have. So you can pair the strength training workout with cardio before and a stretch after, or use the warm up and cool down videos that we have in the separate section of warm up cool down videos in the exercise tab. This program includes four yoga videos, which can be used as cool downs or as mobility exercise that you do on the days off of your strength training. And you'll find those if you scroll all the way down, you will see them at the bottom. The Stronger One guide includes information on how to add intervals or other cardio to your workout week. And that's that. Stronger Two. Every five-part workout in Stronger 2 is based on recent science about reducing the appearance of cellulite, and make that clear. Not making any crazy promises, but reducing the appearance of cellulite will happen on some level no matter what stronger or lifted program you're doing. Simply exercise, increasing circulation, you're doing much of what you want, but there is a science behind what happens here. So if you want to use the proven formula for reducing the appearance of cellulite, you have to actually follow the workouts from warm up to cool down in that order, and it will require 75 minutes in some cases. So we have to give you an adequate strength training workout. We then do cardio. We do HIIT afterward for the specific body parts. And of course, we still need warm up and cool down. And there's a couple other layers in there. We've got to do some foam rolling in this one. So you're either going to use foam rolling or a massage gun. And you will find some evidence that I used to promote a very certain brand of massage gun. I will mention it. It's Theragun. You can see them everywhere. You can get them on Amazon. You get everything on Amazon these days. I no longer promote this company. The customer service was horrendous for me to work with. And so I did not want to pass that on. And you'll find that anyone that I talk about or promote, if the customer service ever falls behind, we eliminate them right away. So I want you to make sure any massage gun will work. And I've been sent some smaller versions that are much more economical. So you're just looking, if you're comparing one to with the other, you might go look at the top dog and the best rated and look at what is the volts, what is the power behind it. And as you're comparing, look at how does this compare? Because if it doesn't have the right kind of power, it's just kind of not going to do the same job. All right. The best results in using Stronger 2 will happen from choosing the area you want to target. So although, yes, I want you to work out your upper and your lower body, you're a total package that is aging totally. However, if your focus is on cellulite, you really need to choose, I want to focus on it in my upper body, or I want to focus on it in my lower body. And you can always come back and do the other. It doesn't mean you won't improve in the other side, but you have to pick a place. Because if you're jumping around and one day you do lower and the other day you do upper, you don't have the track record for 12 weeks of consistently focusing twice a week on the cellulite. So you're not going to see results. Remember this, I'll say this in every program. A proven program is no longer proven when you tweak it. Then you're on your own, girlfriend, okay? So you cannot spot reduce. You can't generalize your cellulite reduction, but you can reduce the appearance on areas that you focus on most. What I mean by that is you have upper body, say your arms, you're seeing a lot of cellulite in your arms. Maybe that is what you want to focus on. That will mean that your warm-up is all very much upper body focused. It should also mean, so that might be boxing, right? Or rowing, or you're using an elliptical, you're pushing and pulling. Then when you do your cool down or you're doing your cardio, let me say that. So the strength training will be mostly upper body and your cardio then will also be one of those forms of cardio that increases circulation specifically to it. So I mentioned rowing or boxing, swimming, pushing and pulling using the elliptical. So those things need to be focused. That said, this program does include warm-ups, strength, cardio, and cool-downs, and this special fascia contouring for both upper and lower body. You'll have access to it all. And listen, the video police are not going to check you if you use them other than according to protocol. So no promises on the reduction of the appearance of cellulite without the use of the protocol. You can, however, come back in. There's an alternative use of this program. Maybe you've done all them. You've been here that long and we love that that's true. You may just want to go in and use these videos because they are giving you some variety and you're ready to see something new. You're absolutely able to do that. And I have put in, you know, here's an example. If you were simply using these for variety, not necessarily for the cellulite control and wanted to cut down on your time. Stronger 3. Many of you have done this one and you've done it prior to joining the cafe, but others of you maybe not. You just jumped right in with both feet and you haven't done this one yet. Workouts are between about 30 and 40 minutes long. They're an average promised of 40 to 45 or fewer, and they all include warm up and cool down. In several cases, they also include core. Whenever you don't see core, meaning I'm not saying let's do some core, you are doing core. I want you to realize if you're moving quickly, if you are strength training, we're using dumbbells, aka free weights. Your body is put in a position where you have to support itself. That is some of the best core that you're going to do for a flat belly. Nothing really good happens on your back. So core just done there may or may not be your best use of time. This program, Tone and Define, is great for a variety of people. So one, for beginners, for those who know you've got a limiter, maybe it's arthritis or a prior injury, and you know you need to go just a little bit lighter on your weight and do a little higher repetition range because you get into trouble when you do a heavier weight. But also, I will tell you, it's great for people like me. I'm an 8-time Ironman, so I'm no slouch. I actually like to lift heavy. But if you're lifting heavy all the time, all the time, all the time, your body gets stale. It probably is much slower to respond, and you need to mix it up. So I am also a certain body type, and that is more muscular. So I know, very luckily and fortunately, respond better, and certainly more so prior to menopause, right? So the rules get changed a little bit, but I do respond well to almost any kind of formula. The one we, if you are more muscular as well by nature, want to stay away from is the like 10 repetitions. Like we can do fewer and we can do more, but that 10 repetition will probably make us feel like, you know, we're bulking, or it would have when we were in our 20s and our 30s. Because we just respond so very well. But that is a bulk building protocol, sister. Those of you who are what we call hard gainers, you just cannot gain any. And you're leaner, you're thinner, you're you know, kind of more straight up and down, no curves. Then you want absolutely like 3 sets of 10. That is your jam. Okay. So this is good for beginners. It's good for those who need a lighter weight, who need a little bit of just changing it up, not always do the same. I come back to this again and again and again and focus on the muscle endurance that comes with it. And I know those of you who are worried, but what I want is bone density, you might be saying. You're going to get it. It's not going to go away. Any bone density that you've built is not going away. You can couple this one with power work in your high impact interval training. So doing hopping, doing jumping 4 to 7 days a week for 20, say, repetitions at a time, or you're doing 3 or 4 sets, you're getting power and you're getting a great complement to the work that you're doing. Reach muscular fatigue. And yes, ultimately, do you want to go back to doing some heavy weight? You do. But we've got to take into account you're not just bone, your muscle, your hormones. We've got ligaments, connective tissue, and we have to pay attention to it all. All right. So it's a time-efficient workout. It's all done for you in one spot, warm up to cool down. It's good for you if you've done other strength training programs, if your hormones have changed the way you respond to exercise. This is a different approach than you've been using. Then definitely come back and do this one. This is one you might return to again and again. Stronger 4 is called Boost and Build. And I love this one. So in this one, I really treated you like a client that I would look with at their month. I would look at them at their quarter, their 90-day plan, or 3 months at a time. We look at the year, how have we done from year to year? And yes, I've worked with clients sometimes for 8 or 9 or 10 years. And, you know, as long as they're seeing progress, why would they not continue? So, your health is the only thing that is really going to make the rest of your life good. But here's what happens. Workouts are between, I know this is a wide variety, 20 and 58 minutes long, right? So almost an hour. Every week has a unique video, sometimes 2 unique videos in a week. This 12-week program includes 3 kind of 4-week cycles where week 1 is here we begin. Week 2 is harder. We're building on that volume, intensity. Week three, we focus on something different. So we're focusing on first muscle endurance, then hypertrophy, the growth of lean muscle mass, and then really true strength. And week four is recovery. And this is super important. So many women skip recovery, don't do it, keep pushing. And it's the reason why these programs actually that are out there don't get you results, because it's just push, 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 hard, 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 and setting you up for injury. So there's no such thing as muscle confusion, but what happens is we challenge your muscle in different ways each week. So some of the weeks are longer, you get rewarded for that in others. So if you can make that little exception and know, okay, you'll see how many minutes each week workout has. You can switch them. However, I recommend if you can, follow it as is. You will have the option of using blood flow restriction bands if you choose to in every fourth week. So four different weeks throughout that program. And those you'll have then to use later. Stronger 5 is called Muscle Mix, and this is an eclectic compilation of Stronger 1 through 4 workouts and some additional workouts that you don't necessarily have access to in the cafe. So I've pulled together a lot of Flipping 50 programs into it, so you've got a lot of just different use. You don't necessarily know what's coming. However, everything is always sequenced for a purpose. So these weren't randomly just let's put this one in and this one. So I pulled together the pieces and then I put them together in what needs to happen. So we have a week one, week two, week three, still a build, 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 and then a recovery week. And you will feel a noticeable build of the difficulty intensity and then a step back in week four. If you like variety and you want all-inclusive, cardio is there, strength is there, this is your workout. Stronger 6 is a cycle-specific program. I will tell you, one of the most difficult things for this is just wrapping your brain around the fact you need to read. You need to read carefully, choose where your start point is, and then you're good to go. But if you don't follow directions, you'll be confused. So you've got to sit your little self down. You got to read the quick start guide and realize if you still have a cycle of your own, you're still having a period. You're going to use that period as, okay, that is, here's my bleed week, right? 2 weeks later, ovulation. That's going to inform what cycle week you start in for the first month, which we call the big cycle. There are three big cycles and within it, each little one. So it's all cycle specific, probably in a slightly confusing way, I will admit that. But so it's structured either around menstrual cycle, and those of you who are in menopause were saying, well, what about me? Or if it's sporadic, and you're like, well, I don't know if I'm going to have another period. Who knows, right? I get it. But the moon, you can always count on. So the moon and the tide are, you know, still in touch with this circadian rhythm, and this lunar change is also still a big part of our lives and what drives our energy level. So you're going to either structure it around that or the moon, like full moon, half moon, and each of the 3 months is going to be presented to you. So you determine just in that very first cycle where you begin. If you decide, all right, based on the information I give you in the quick start guide, I'm starting at workout three in the first month, then you'll go 3 and 4 and 1 and 2. And as you move into your next month, you'll go 3 and 4 and 1 and 2, and so on in week or the month three. So there are also nutrition suggestions that coincide also with cycles, and you can seed cycle if you'd like to. So we talk a little bit about that, the effects on estrogen and hormones. That's a layer, again, you may decide this is too much, like I don't want to do that. Set it aside. You're going to have that quick start guide and you can do it later. Stronger 7 is the newest on the block. It's called the Time and the Energy Boost. So this Stronger program answers these questions. How do I start when I've been away or I've compromised immune system or I have low energy? How do I fit it in when I am busy and I need shorter workouts? So this is appropriate for both. So just because you need shorter amounts of time, but yet you are strong, you don't have a compromised immune system, don't flush this one away. This is still very time efficient in a way you're going to pick up weights and challenge yourself with the weight by reaching fatigue. And that's all you have to do to get your result. So don't discount it. These workouts are only slightly lighter, and you won't find they are if you go heavy and truly reach muscular fatigue. I stayed on track with my fitness goals, had better body composition, better energy, better everything for 7 years as I built Flipping 50 from, you know, broke to not broke, right? Doing mostly 20 to 35 minute workouts. And many times it had to be a 10-minute strength workout because I'd let too much of the day go by. I was still working and I would jump into clothes, do a quick interval training, and then have to go and do something else for work. So first, of course, you will find the strength training workouts here. Second, each week has an interval training workout right here beside the strength. So keep in mind, a short interval training session is best if you're a veteran exerciser. This isn't a restart hit that is here. It's just a hit for anyone. So in fact, if you're still tired during the day without HIIT, don't start adding HIIT to your schedule. If you don't have energy, you're tired all the time, what you're doing is not working. This is not good health. Pushing through is not good. I know we've learned it. We've seen it from parents. We were conditioned that way. But you will get to fitness, optimal weight and body composition faster if you do the appropriate workout that begins to give you more energy. If you attempt to do HIIT already under undue stress with a compromised immune system or with adrenal fatigue, it would be exactly like saying to your partner that you're going to start taking their prescription medication. That's not a healthy option. So these workouts all hover right at about 30 minutes. Now you got to give me a little latitude. Some are 35. Maybe there's one in there that's 36, but some of them are shorter. Every strength and every interval inside are that or less. And almost all include a warm up. There are a couple outside of it that do not. And you must, though, know yourself and warm up longer than what I provide if you have arthritis or you have a tendency to injure without a longer warm up. Now, for those of you who have been with us for more than a year and you have renewed after 12 consecutive months, happy anniversary. You have access to Lifted. You do have to request it. So it's not something we can automate. This, and that's beyond my scope to tell you why, but it's not. This is somewhat of a more intense program because of the volume and recovery, both that's required. It also includes a building of progressive workouts for 3 weeks, recovery in that fourth week. You'll have the option of choosing to do a workout frequency of every 72 hours, doing the 3 strength training workouts and doing the intervals within that. Or if you're just conditioned, like so many of us are, that it's better for you to say, Monday is my workout day, Thursday is my workout day, continue to do that. And let me tell you how little difference it makes. You're only actually at the end of the month going to do 2 more workouts. That's really not a lot. So I wouldn't let it go if you feel like, well, I'm taking the easy way out. No, no, no. You're taking the best way for you to stay consistent, right? This one is accessible by this means. So request after your first renewal date, it's your anniversary gift, to request to just send an email to support at Flipping 50 and say, hey, celebrated my anniversary. I'd like my access. All access means is you have access. You can see it at any time and we're not going to take it away. However, that doesn't mean you've declared it as this is the program I am doing for these 12 weeks. My pre and my post measurements and data should match with that program. If you haven't told us both, I'd like access and I want this as my 12-week program, you're not actually getting credit. We're not tracking your data. You won't get a request for taking your measurements at the end because we had no idea that you were using it. So there's two steps you have to take in this one as well as in Lifted 2. So I'm going to mention it again because it's new, right? We've been used to doing it a different way and we're changing, moving the cheese. So let's go on. Lifted 2. This is your all-inclusive resort pass to strength training, interval training, and yoga all in one place every week. Of course, you may not need it or want to substitute some other option, you know, for the way you do yoga or mobility or for the interval training. Maybe you don't want to do it with Deborah in your living room. Maybe you want to go for a swim or you want a bike ride or you want to go out and go for a run and use intervals while you're doing that. Perfectly fine. But it's here if you need it. So if you just want that, I'm clicking to the same spot I'm clicking to all for 12 weeks. Perfect. These workouts vary in length, but none are longer than an hour. And trust me, you want to spend some time getting volume and you're ready. You've earned it. So by the time you're in Lifted 2, right, you've done at least 8 quarters worth or 8 different programs, been consistent, you're ready for volume as long as your energy level is good, right? And that can hit us at any time, by the way, because of a virus that holds on and has long haul effects or stressors from all those darn people we love, right? And those jobs even that we love, all of it can pile on stress. So fatigue can set in at any time, but if you are ready for volume and you're feeling energetic while doing it, this is your jam right here. So again, this one is unlocked at your second anniversary or just after it, but it's not automatic. So you'll see it sitting there, but you'll need to say, support at flipping50.com. Hey, I just celebrated my second anniversary. Pat me on the back. And I'd like access to my Lifted 2. And again, you will now see that every time you log in. You won't lose access. It's just going to be with you forever. However, you have access doesn't mean that it's your program. So you've got to ask both things or get the access, look around, decide, do I want to do this one? And then you can email a second time and say, yes, choosing this one. So I want to make sure my measurements are pre and post attached to it. That way we can help you track. So last but not least, that's all the programs for right now, but there are some new things coming in 2023. So the last but not least is if you're interested in what your genetics tell you about your optimal exercise, your motivation, your nutrition for best results so that we can customize your fitness program further and you can look at, are there supplements I really might want to consider taking? You know, compliance is a hard thing. Nobody likes to take supplements, but when you see it in writing, like you have a predisposition for obesity, you have a predisposition for insomnia, you have a predisposition for high cholesterol, here's things that you might want to look at. I interpret those things for you if you do one of the DNA tests. And I will tell you, this is not something, you know, I've got people doing it every day, but there is often a point where women realize the more I know, the more informed I am about my current picture of health and how my genetics and DNA come into play for me, the more likely I am to stick with something. Now, this is not something you'll ever test again. Your DNA is not changing. What can change, however, is the expression of your genes. So if you are doing strength training, for instance, and say you're predisposed for blood sugar issues or obesity, which is a comorbidity that is tied to prediabetes or diabetes, potentially you will never see those genes expressed because strength training is one of the key ways to have your muscle become a blood sugar sponge and for that not to be problematic. So there are three options there to do a look at weight loss, a look at weight loss and nutrition, a look at weight loss and nutrition, and really exercise and performance. And you can do the whole kit and caboodle at three different tiers. So that will be in your cheat sheet as well. So take advantage. And with that, I know this is 30 minutes long. I hope you made it all the way to the end. And feel free to ask questions, but this was your tour guide all the way through all the Flipping 50 programs that you have or will have access to.